It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And today's story, Deshaun Watson and the Tiny Towel. Old school sports fans all know about this football cheer, and you've heard it. The National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell would like for you to learn this new version of an old cheer. Ready? Okay. 2 games, 4 games, 6 games a season. Keep Watson off the field. Make up a reason. Yay! Former Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson did not play a single down of football in 2021, but it wasn't because of an injury. The quarterback had been sued by dozens of local massage therapists in the Houston area once the 2020 season ended. He was awaiting a possible criminal charge or charges for possible sexual misconduct. So the football organization agreed to pay his salary and kept him off the field all of last year. Now, 1 year later, Deshaun Watson's football vacation continues. The current question is, for how much longer? The former starting quarterback for the Houston Texans was able to artfully dodge an oncoming full blitz of criminal charges stemming from about 30 civil lawsuits filed by Houston area massage therapists. Watson was accused by each of these service providers that he requested or demanded inappropriate services in addition to a massage. After the criminal charges were dropped, civil suits were filed by the claimants, and Watson's attorneys have been busy writing big checks worth millions of dollars this summer in order to settle these lawsuits and bring an end to this lingering and very ugly mess. After the 2021 NFL season concluded, the Houston Texans found a taker, for the soon-to-be 27-year-old quarterback Deshaun Watson. Houston traded him to the Cleveland Browns in exchange for a boatload of top draft picks. And the Browns then celebrated their new acquisition by handing Deshaun Watson a fully guaranteed contract worth, are you ready, $230 million
Excellent.
Over the next 5 seasons. The Cleveland Browns have publicly stated that they believe that Deshaun Watson has told the truth and he's innocent, at least legally speaking. As part of Watson's press conference entrance in Cleveland, he made the following statement. I've never assaulted, I've never disrespected, and I've never harassed any woman in my life. I don't have any regrets. The Cleveland Browns apparently do believe him, and they're banking on Deshaun Watson to produce on the field and pay dividends for this pro football team as quickly as possible. As Deshaun Watson's attorneys spent this summer settling those lawsuits with their client's newfound pile of money, the NFL has been waiting in the wings. The commissioner's office wants to make its own assessment of the quarterback's questionable off-the-field behavior to determine an appropriate level of punishment. The National Football League has been quite embarrassed by this uneasy and very uncomfortable story. The Deshaun Watson case has caused problems for the NFL's public image. Fan interest and the net worth of America's number one professional sports league make the NFL the sports equivalent of Godzilla. And no other professional sport comes anywhere close to the total net worth of the NFL's 32 franchises. The commissioner of the NFL wants to keep the legions of fans and advertisers believing that his football league should conduct business as a solid corporate citizen. And for the past several weeks, the NFL has utilized an independent judge, a retired U.S. District Court judge, on their own staff to review the Deshaun Watson case. That way, the league's big daddy, Commissioner Roger Goodell, would not have to become the obvious bad guy. Having an unbiased third party making a determination on Deshaun Watson's appropriate punishment by the NFL seemed to be a very solid public relations move. The NFL's independent judge has taken her sweet time, probably paid by the hour, right, in reviewing the mountain of evidence. Deshaun Watson's untoward behavior in dealing with a bevy of Houston-area massage therapists was considered to be a direct violation of the league's personal conduct policies. And after weeks of review, the judge finally rendered a decision at the beginning of last week. Deshaun Watson would be required to sit out Cleveland's first 6 regular season games of the upcoming 2022 season, and there were no additional fines levied on him either. The NFL Players Union didn't seem to object to this 6-game suspension. So the only party standing in the way of approving the deal is the NFL Commissioner's Office. Most of us outside observers had expected that Deshaun Watson was likely to be banned for the entire 2022 NFL season, and apparently so did Commissioner Roger Goodell. Upon learning of this proposed 6-game ban, the NFL commissioner quickly heard the boo birds from the fans and the media. And why not? Most people felt like the quarterback's extremely poor off-the-field behavior toward women warranted a longer ban than just 6 games. Now let's pause for just a moment and introduce a few of the odd details behind the Deshaun Watson legal case. Watson's creepy behavior with his many massage therapists was deemed to not be illegal according to the American judicial system. However, his actions in private with the massage therapist were both unprofessional and downright weird. In Pittsburgh, the terrible towel is a symbol waved by thousands of rabid fans in support of their beloved Steelers. During the fall 2020 football season in Houston, though, quarterback Deshaun Watson had his own favorite towel, and he demanded that his massage therapist utilize Watson's own personal, very, very small, tiny towel in order to cover up his private parts as he received therapy. And the massage therapist found this request to be rather unusual and a lot creepy. One massage therapist in the case stated, quote, "Those who use towels usually use beach towels or bath sheets or large bath-sized towels. Hand towels and washcloths are generally not used for draping the groin areas as they do not provide adequate coverage, warmth, or boundaries for a massage." Deshaun Watson's insistence on utilizing his very own teeny tiny little towel as a cover-up during the massage therapy sessions made the workers feel quite uncomfortable. Deshaun Watson's penchant for donning his tiny towel is going to cost him dearly. In addition to paying millions of dollars to his attorneys and to the claimants in dozens of these legal settlements, this embarrassing story has brought the ire of the NFL's commissioner. Yes, Roger Goodell has been following this case closely and is quite aware that the odd little details associated with Deshaun Watson's behavior is embarrassing to this league. News coverage of this legal battle has brought a lot of bad press to the NFL. And the NFL commissioner earns more than $60 million a year himself. He was hired to preserve the value of the 32 franchises in this quasi-monopoly called the National Football League. Roger Goodell's bosses are the 32 owners of some increasingly valuable football franchises. In June of this year, the Denver Broncos just changed hands for a whopping $4.65 billion.
Yes!
Jerry Jones' Dallas Cowboys are reportedly worth more than $7 billion. And that's not bad after you consider that JJ only paid $140 million to buy the team back in 1988. Let's put that value into perspective. Say that you owned an IRA and it was valued at $140,000 in 1988. If you never added another dime into the account since then, that same IRA would be worth $7 million today. And that translates into a 12.5% annual compound interest on Jerry Jones's Dallas Cowboy initial investment when he bought the team 34 years ago. That's pretty darn nice. Roger Goodell is entrusted by the owners of the 32 NFL franchises to protect their investments, which are currently worth an aggregate value of more than $100 billion. And Goodell is paid quite well to serve and protect those valuable assets. The NFL commissioner is also well aware that Deshaun Watson's new football team in Cleveland is scheduled to play their 12th game of the regular season on December 4th, you guessed it, in Houston against the Texans. Think about that game for just a moment. Can you imagine how many Texans fans will be there mocking Deshaun Watson that Sunday afternoon in Houston with suggestive and questionable signs, teeny tiny towels, and massage-related taunting? Also, the national sports media will likely spotlight the Deshaun Watson homecoming game all week long as they exploit the negative memories associated with his return to Houston. Yes, Commissioner Roger Goodell is going to do everything within his power to keep Deshaun Watson off the field for more than just 6 games in 2022. And at the very least, Commissioner Goodell needs to make sure that Watson remains out of the picture through Cleveland's 12th game of the season down in Houston. Deshaun Watson has been a lightning rod of negative press for the NFL for well over a year now. And Roger Goodell's well-paying job requires him to do whatever it takes to protect the value of his valuable fleet of football franchises. Yep, it's hammer time. Let's break it down. Though Deshaun Watson would like to get back onto the field after sitting out the entire 2021 season, the NFL commissioner is going to push back hard now. The best way to avoid another avalanche of negative media coverage associated with Watson is to keep him off the field for all or most of the 2022 regular season. Cleveland's 12th game of the regular season comes in Houston December 4th. As things currently stand, Cleveland's starting quarterback could be the Texans' former quarterback, Deshaun Watson. And I don't see that happening, do you? It feels like the decision as to when Deshaun Watson will actually return to the field, if at all this year, is rigged just like the ending of a professional wrestling match. If your name is Roger Goodell and your job is to ensure that the NFL's highly valued image is not tarnished, Deshaun Watson's return to the field in Houston in this year's game number 12 simply cannot occur. I'm Swamp Swami. Can't touch that.